Cusy and Kate's favourite bits so far podcast. I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this? 1, 2, 3, are you ready? Cusy and Kate catch up.
Happy hump day to you. Halfway there and halfway to Cusy and Kate returning to drive you home. They're on holidays at the moment, but they will be back next Monday. While they're away, we are checking out some of their favourite bits from the year so far. Of course, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we love getting facts, but not just any old facts. No. We love freaky facts. And if you've got someone who wants to do freaky facts, a little kid who loves freaky facts, make sure you email us right now, rant@cusyandkate.com.au. But what else do we do on a Wednesday? Well, we get some coincidences. Coincidental Wednesday, straight after this.
Cusy and Kate.
Let's do some coincidences.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah.
Love a little coincidence.
Absolutely.
You're just thinking about someone, then you look at your phone, they've sent you a message.
Yeah, no, that happens all the time to me.
I don't mean like your wife.
No, not my wife.
Of
no.
course, you never think of her.
No, here's but, one. Here's what? One. I was the other day, my mate CJ, I hadn't spoken for quite a while, and I was at a cafe, and I thought, I should ring CJ. Mm. I should ring him. Mm. I didn't, because I couldn't be bothered looking for his number. Mm. Guess who walked past me? CJ. And I put my head out the window and said, CJ, I was going to ring you.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, that was the coincidence. Well, you made it sound like there was more.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Like he was going to say.
No, that was it.
Okay.
He came.
You know,
he had to go to the post office, and when he came back and we had a chat.
If you're going to have a career in showbiz, I don't know if that's what your intention is. I mean, I don't know what your hopes and dreams are.
I hope to just get by, get through the day. Now, Emma, you know, you...
Hello, Emma.
Your quince will be treated with a lot better respect than mine, so what is it?
Okay, well, I was at Lake Hilda last summer with a family holiday.
Yeah.
Lovely. And is it a real lake? It's a real lake.
Yeah
it's a real lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Met a guy up there and caught up for a drink and got talking and then turns out we're neighbours. He's now my boyfriend.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
So how close, don't give me the street name or even the suburb, but how close to your house was his house?
I've measured it's 400 metres.
Wow.
Really?
And then it gets better.
Does it? Here's just a radio rule, Emma. Whenever people say, and it gets better, or, and here's the really funny bit, it neither normally gets better or becomes funny. So far, you're really good.
Well, thanks for that.
Do you want to give us more?
Okay, yes, give us more.
Okay, all right, cool.
I'll be the judge.
The first time he came over to my house and he said, I'd been here before. And months before, he was working on a job as a civil engineer and he was getting rid of dirt because we were doing landscaping.
That is good.
Good.
Thank you, Emma.
I thought
that's how we play
for
it.
A moment when he said, I've been here before, maybe he was a clairvoyant.
He's a clairvoyant.
A clairvoyant. You know, they're always like, I've been here before.
It's a deja vu. Yeah. I have deja vu as well. It's interesting.
Well, every day. I feel
not
like I've been
day.
In here no, before I, with you.
No, that's ridiculous. Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Give us your coincidence.
Okay, I've been married before and...
Well, that's a coincidence.
No, well, obviously it's not, right? Just don't take every opportunity to...
We've got to enjoy every coincidence on Coincidental Wednesday.
We're going to...
Did you wear white both times, Karen?
Pardon?
Did you wear white?
I did, yes. Mm.
Did you wonder about whether you wanted to or not? Or you just knew you wanted to?
But you were allowed to wear white.
I wanted to.
Because
no, I'm not anti it. I'm pro it. But a lot of people are like,
sounds like you're anti it.
She's a mean.
Now, Karen, what is the coincidence apart from the fact you're married twice?
Okay, both of my father-in-laws passed away on my birthday.
Yeah, that's
you
a coincidence.
You mean your first one and your... Yes, what is it?
Yeah.
I have two father-in-laws.
Oh, Karen.
You only have one father-in-law.
Karen.
Katie.
Don't get married again.
You only have one father-in-law at a time.
Yes,
that's what you were confused about.
True.
You thought she might have two father-in-laws at the same time.
I did have to work out
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. So, and they both, on her birthday.
Oh, Karen.
So does that make her birthday more special, I suppose, thinking about those
but
great, great men?
But also tinged with sadness.
Mm.
Actually, birthdays are good for that, to reflect on birth and...
and for cake. Meg.
Hey.
Finishes off, Meg.
Oh, Meg, I'm loving it. I don't want it to end.
Oh, we've got a stack of calls. We could do this all night.
Mm.
Meg, what's the story?
When I was 11, I moved over from Wales in the UK to Australia.
Great.
And last year I was talking to one of my customers who happened to be Welsh.
Yep. Talking so to one of your what? Your
customers.
Oh, customers. Customers. I couldn't hear that.
Oh, she did. Talk into me. Talk into the phone.
Yeah. Meg, don't let him speak to you like that. By coincidence, he also speaks to me like that and his wife.
I want to hear about this. It's Coincidental
Wednesday. So you were talking to one of your customers.
Yeah. Yep. And it turned, I asked her whereabouts in Wales she was from, and she happened to be in the same town. So naturally, I said whereabouts, and then she happened to be in the same street.
Oh, here we go.
So I was obviously really curious.
Yes.
And turns out she was the person that moved into the house when I moved out when I was 11.
We cannot beat that. You know, that's
what, okay, Meg. Don't even. She's come to Australia as well.
You know what? It's a small world.
I love it.
If you didn't believe
did
before,
please tell me that your town had a name like Athoitiwitiwitiwitiwilin.
Unfortunately, it doesn't. It's just a boring old name.
Now, Meg, I'm a Hughes. Hughes is a Welsh name. Is there a lot of Hugheses in Wales?
I'm not going to lie. I don't know because I was so young.
Meg, no, all right, I'll tell you this. My son's name is Lewis Lewis.
Ah, that's very Welsh.
So Welsh.
That Why is she more Welsh
so
than
Welsh.
I am?
Oh. So Welsh. It's Coincidental
Wednesday. Kizzy and Kate.
Well, I hope everyone's got some tissues on standby.
Are there tissues in here?
I think there are somewhere.
Now, I don't tell many stories involving that make people emotional, but I reckon I might have one for you, Katie.
Is boredom an emotion?
No.
Okay,
no,
all right, then it's true. You don't.
It's not time for crass, untrue attempts at humour.
I just love it. I'm so excited. I've got my tissues.
So, look, Bubbles, the dog who I first met on my TV show, and I thought I want to adopt Bubbles. So.
Yes, and she got stood up by the lady who said she wanted to adopt her.
Because different cities and
whatever,
yeah,
we don't need
whatever.
To know.
Whatever. So,
you had said, I'll take Bubbles.
Well, you know what my wife said to me is, Bubbles still available? Make sure, find out if Bubbles is still available. And I rang up and Bubbles was still available. So, we've got Bubbles. Bubbles came into the radio show yesterday.
Yeah, she was delivered here.
First time we've met Bubbles.
Yes.
My family came to meet Bubbles.
Yes.
This is my children were on air.
We had a lovely afternoon.
My children were on air here with us yesterday. Yep. I asked them this question. Gang, are we very happy to see Bubbles,
yes,
our new dog?
Yes.
Yeah, are we going to look after Bubbles?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But they love Bubbles.
They love Bubbles.
I spent the night with Bubbles, just me and Bubbles in a room together last night. Absolutely. Because Bubbles was being very... in my son's room. He doesn't sleep in the room.
He sleeps with the girls.
And so, yeah. So
and
we
you
had,
sleep with Bubbles.
So I did sleep with Bubbles.
But people have just tuned in.
Bubbles is a dog.
Yes.
Yep. I slept with Bubbles last night. So, yeah.
I mean, she does have the name of an adult entertainer.
Yes. But
Or an innocent child's entertainer. Isn't that funny?
Barkley and Bubbles getting along well. Teddy the cat and is a bit not very happy with Bubbles.
Oh, yes. How did he take
Teddy
it?
Teddy gets his back up every time Bubbles goes anywhere near him. And
well, that's about the only thing Teddy that does get up
and
because
Bubbles,
he's very large.
And Bubbles turns around and goes the other way. Smart dog.
Yep, good.
But this morning decided to take Bubbles for her first walk with Barkley. So two leads,
lovely,
two dogs, one man.
Yep.
And my wife had said to me, don't let Bubbles off the lead.
Oh, of course not. Not. She's new. She doesn't know the neighbourhood yet.
But I, thinking I know better than my wife, took Bubbles and Barkley to a park and thought, Bubbles, I'll let Bubbles off the lead. Bubbles isn't going to take off. And if Bubbles does take off, I'll be able to catch Bubbles because, as you know, Bubbles is an overweight little dog.
With a couple of dinky legs.
So I let Barkley, and I always let Barkley off anyway.
Yeah,
and
Barkley loves a run.
Yeah, I let Bubbles off as well, and guess what?
She ran away.
Bubbles took off.
Oh, no.
And took off so fast, I could not catch Bubbles.
What?
Bubbles left.
She got some speed in her.
Bubbles got some speed and bolted around the corner out of my eye shot.
She didn't cross the road.
Yes, a really busy road. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, Bubbles is going to die.
Yes.
The Bubbles
on
is dead.
Your watch.
Bubbles is dead on the first day.
Oh, no.
And how am I going to explain that to Australia?
No.
That I killed Bubbles.
Was that your first thought, your fame?
Yes. And how am I going to explain to Australia the death of Bubbles?
Right.
Can I replace Bubbles with a Bubbles lookalike? I mean, I wasn't really having those thoughts.
You were panicking.
I wanted to save Bubbles.
Yes.
And I thought then I'd lost Bubbles. I thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I ran home to get my car.
To look for Bubbles.
And I ran home and I got to the door. I got to the gate.
Yes.
And guess who I saw?
Oh,
no. Bubbles.
We're going home.
I thought.
Oh no.
Bubbles knows her.
She already knows she's home.
She knows her home.
Oh.
She Bubbles knows where home is.
Did she find her own way
she
home?
She found her own way home. First time.
Oh, we got you.
Oh, got me.
Bubbles knows her home. Oh. There she was just sitting there waiting for me.
Oh.
This is home. This is home, Dad.
Oh.
Open the door. I'm going inside.
Oh. Oh, that's lovely.
Can I hear Vance one more time?
Yeah. Of course.
Thinking of Bubbles at the door.
Oh.
Never going to be alone.
Oh.
Bubbles is part of our family.
Oh, where was Barclay?
He was back at the park.
Husey and Kate.
Let's get some freaky facts.
Oh. It's a super freak, super freak, super freaky fact.
With Alex Chavales.
Wow, that is spectacular.
Oh, Alex, welcome to Husey and Katie.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, buddy. You've always been a fan of the fact, and the freakier the better for you, hey, Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff. And
when did love a fact start, Alex?
I got it from a book.
Yeah.
And
No, there's a lot of freaky fact books out there on the market. It's a crowded market, but I'd say...
And Alex, can I ask
They're all
this.
Good. They're all good.
Did you get into freaky facts and then you thought, oh, I've got to share these with Husey and Katie? Or did you hear Husey and Katie and think, I'm going to look for a freaky fact to bring to them?
The second one.
The second one.
Appreciate your honesty.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So if you had to choose between freaky facts or Husey and Kate for the rest of your life, what would you pick?
Husey and Kate.
Yeah, I love that.
Obviously, because Alex is only coming to us with a freaky fact because of us.
Yeah, but he might have started to enjoy freaky facts so much after that he decided he'd like them more than us. But let's
Alex,
go with your first
are
one.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Yes.
To bring unto us your first freaky fact.
He's ready.
Yes. All
let's
right.
Let's go then.
All right.
Yeah.
In Provincetown, Massachusetts, it's illegal to sell suntan oil before noon on a Sunday.
Super freaky fact.
Is that because do people drink it as an alcohol?
Oh, no. I think I know why, Alex.
Why?
I think because they might be sunbathing instead of going to church.
Right. Yeah, church. Maybe.
Super freaky fact.
Yeah, so everyone in that town should be indoors.
Indoors.
Praying on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
All right, good fact, Alex. Let's go with
number two.
All right. Marcel the monkey was fired from the TV show Friends because of his nasty habit of vomiting live worms and throwing feces.
Super freaky fact.
That's two nasty habits.
That is two nasty habits.
What would you prefer someone to... Would you prefer... No, I don't know.
Vomiting live worms.
Alex, would you prefer someone throw at you live worms they've just vomited... Or would you prefer they threw their feces at you? Do you prefer your...
Neither, I'd say.
I would think it's vomiting live worms.
You think that's worse?
No, you'd prefer them.
Actually,
no, hang on.
I
need to get this straight. Would you prefer the live worms being thrown at you?
Well, I would prefer neither of them.
Yeah, I know that, mate, but we're giving you a choice. So you're getting one of them, the feces or the vomited worms.
I don't like this. This is not going to sound good.
Worms.
You prefer the worms.
We'll prefer the worms. Yeah. We all would, Alex. We all would. Although monkey poo's, I think, a bit like possum poo. It's sort of hard little pellets, so it's not so bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, interesting.
Anyway, we're so thrilled with your
one more
facts, Alex. We can't wait for freaky fact number three.
Bring it home, Alex.
All right. Watermelons are grown square in Japan, so they take up less space and are easier to stack.
Super freaky fact.
Well,
I never.
What is this?
They grow watermelons square.
They square watermelons.
You know, ours are round. Because you know what we've got
in Japan,
Australia?
Sorry.
Plenty of space.
I thought you said they grow...
Plenty of space.
I thought he said they grew them in the pan. I didn't think they grew in a pan, but Japan makes perfect sense. Thank you. That is an interesting fact.
I would love a square watermelon.
You know what, Alex? I'm going to Japan with my children in the middle of the year, and guess what? We're going to ask for a square watermelon, and we're going to try to find one. Will we find one, Alex?
Oh, my goodness.
We will find a square watermelon.
Well, we'll turn around, Sarge. Can I have a look?
Our producer's come in. Guess what she's got a photo of, Alex?
What?
Square watermelon.
You are blowing.
Super freaky fact.
You've just blown my mind.
Alex?
Well done.
They were the greatest freaky facts.
He deserves his Scholastic voucher.
He does. And thanks to Scholastic, you've got yourself the Bad Guys box set, which is now on the New York bestsellers list. So congratulations.
What
did the monkey do on Friends, Alex?
He was fired because he...
No, I know he was fired, but before he was fired...
He was an
who
actor.
Who had a monkey on Friends?
One of the actors, Ross. Maybe Joey.
I bet it was Schwimmer.
No, yeah,
Schwimmer?
Was
of course it was Schwimmer.
He said it was Ross's monkey.
Yeah,
it was. Alex
yeah,
said
what
that.
A yeah. Schwimmer
well, Alex was about
do.
To say that, Jack, and you just came in.
Sorry, Alex,
well,
I apologise.
We thought Alex wasn't...
Well, Alex was all, it was all over it, and then Jack's trying to
muster
take
in.
Your credit, Alex.
You're not happy with that,
and
are you?
You know what else, Alex? He's trying to steal your Scholastic voucher.
It's yours.
We'll quickly. Go quickly.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Now, we are a family-friendly show, which is one of the great things yes. about our radio broadcast, that the whole family can tune in.
Yes.
And they often do. Mine often hear it on the podcast, sometimes yes. when they're in the car. Or, you know.
Sometimes there's some explaining to do, apparently, which your wife, Holly wife, is only too happy to do. Sometimes she volunteers an explanation when the children haven't even asked for one.
Yes. Well, yes. She hasn't explained the whole snorkeler story about my comedy festival.
I don't anyway. Think I know that.
Well, I did have a – I had the other day where my five-year-old said, Dad, you should have been a surfer, not a snorkeler. Mm. And my six-year-old, who's just turned seven, said, Dad, you're a loser. And anyway, because they'd seen the snorkeler posters around.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. You have older children than mine, or your youngest is the same age
yes.
as my oldest.
Yes, I have some older ones. My eldest is a teenager now.
He is. He's a big,
Lewis.
Big strapping lad, and we've got
beautiful.
Him on the radio. Lewis, how are you this afternoon?
I'm very well, Hughie.
Now, you don't know really why we've got you on the radio, do you?
No, I'm not sure.
No.
Only let me just tell you this, Lewis. When Sarge called for you to talk to us, she said, oh, my God, his voice is so deep.
That's good. You're growing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, your voice is like just, it's happened in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, so you're becoming, well, you're a man. Well, you're not a man. You're legally
no,
not a man. Legally,
no,
you're still a,
no.
a minor. You're
yes.
14. Is that right, Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and even though your friends are listening, Lewis, you'll always be my little baby.
Oh, they're probably not. They should be. But now... That's a good laugh. Good nervous laugh, Lewis. So, Lewis, on Monday, you're going to be with your mother when she appears on Husey, We Have a Problem, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now...
We're coming up to do your show.
Yeah, you will, yes. Absolutely.
And Lewis is coming with me.
He's coming to the studio.
And we're going to have a little overnight.
Now, I've heard you're a fan of the show. Can you officially put that out there, Lewis?
Yeah.
All right, well, don't go overboard with your praise, but no, I appreciate that. So, Lewis... Now, the question is...
Well, it was his idea. He wanted to come.
Yeah, no, I understand. I love that. Mm. But, Lewis, here's the question for you, and it involves your mother.
I don't like this, Lewis.
And one of the topics is going to be, is public nudity okay? So that's going to be the topic.
What do you mean public nudity?
Yes, public nudity.
I thought it was around the home.
No. On the show, it'll be public nudity.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
And that's why that's what brings your mother into this whole equation, Lewis.
How do you think that this would pertain to
why, me? Why does it bring her into this equation?
Yes.
God.
Because many,
that's terrible,
many
isn't
years
it, Lewis?
Ago, before you were even a twinkle in your father's eye, does he know at all about this, Kate?
I don't know if he knows or not. He's got the internet, so.
Oh, God. All right.
I know. Well, this was your
all right.
idea.
Well, I'm going to say it. All
and
right.
this is not appropriate.
No, probably isn't appropriate.
So, Lewis, you know that I used to be an actor.
Yeah.
And I did some acting.
Yeah.
You know that some actors, really good actors and professional actors and dignified actors, sometimes for a role will disrobe, take their clothes off. Do you know that?
And also,
yes.
and also some desperate ones who are just desperate for a role.
For a break.
For a break, yeah. will agree to.
Did you know that your mother once did that?
Oh, God.
Well, that's not the worst thing she's ever done. But
yeah,
okay.
I appreciate that.
Do you
the
know
worst
about that, Lewis?
Far from the worst thing she's ever done. You didn't know about that. You didn't know about that at all. Well, this is gone.
It's terrible. So what Hugh wants to do, Lula, is show footage when I'm on his show.
And you'll be in the audience.
Of me doing a TV show. And I said to him, you can't. A TV show called Chances. And I said to him, you can't show that. Lewis is going to be there.
Yeah. Okay. How would you feel about that, Lewis?
I don't know how to feel about that.
No, it's a big question to ask.
It's terrible. You can't.
Very disturbing.
It's disturbing.
Very disturbing. Too disturbing for you?
Lewis, it's disturbing.
Haunting.
Because sometimes now, Lewis, if Lewis needs something, he comes in and I'm in the shower, which...
We know you're an exhibitionist, and Lewis...
No, I'm not an exhibitionist, am I?
She's just down the spine.
Is your mother an exhibitionist, Lewis? Does she parade at home, or...?
Yes.
She does. Yes. She does parade. Of course she does. I knew she
Lewis,
would.
Lewis, I don't, but you sometimes come in when I'm
He said you so do, and he doesn't sound happy about it. So, Lewis, when that happens during the show, the TV show taping on Monday, would you like to leave the audience?
Yes, I will leave the audience.
All right, we'll get you to depart the audience. Thank you.
All right.
And should your mother...
Is it just an option to not show it, Hughie?
I don't know. I think we're too far down the track. It's in the rundown. All right, so
terrible. Lewis, what about me breastfeeding you when I was doing a show called The Panel?
Well, I don't think you'd have a problem.
You
wouldn't have a problem with that, but that's completely different.
Have you seen that, Lewis?
I think back then, so have you seen
that footage?
No.
Me breastfeeding you?
But that's fine.
Two tiny little blonde-headed baby. We've got to get that as well. That's adorable.
Yeah, but that's completely different. That's
a
different topic. We might get that, but I feel like that's a different topic. You know, so
for which they were designed.
Would you like your mother not to parade at home? Question we'll ask you, Lewis.
Oh, yes, please.
Don't parade at home. Thank you, Lewis. We'll leave you there.
When do I parade at home?
Well, obviously...
You come in when I'm in the shower to ask me stuff.
Yeah, and so... Put some clothes on after the shower. You just parade around the house walking, making food.
You make sandwiches. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Lewis. So the question we want to ask Australia is, are your parents parading? Do you have a parading parent? And would you
Sometimes I have an emergency and I have to dash.
I know that. But does your mum and dad parade?
I'm not one of those people that just strut around naked and go, oh, look, I've dropped something. Look at me. Pick it up, kids.
13, 10, 60. That's what we want to know. Do you have parents that are paraders?
Yeah, or maybe you might be a parading parent and you think it's okay.
13, 10, 60, parading parents.
The Hughie and Kate catch up.
13, 10, 60. Taking your calls on whether your parents are paraders or whether you're a parent who is a parader variety.
I've been fitted up here.
No, your son, Lewis, has said that, and he's 14, he said that you have got to stop parading. He reckons that you are making...
You let him into that.
No, but I didn't make him say it. He had no idea why he'd come on the radio.
He said haunting. He described it as haunting.
Well, he reckons that you make sandwiches in the nude.
No, you said making sandwiches. He said preparing food.
What's the difference?
Once I did get a terrible fat splatter on me when I was trying to cook bacon.
Nude? In front of your children?
No, I think I was in a hurry. I ran out to check on the bacon. I was half dressed.
So you're over a hot frying pan starkers.
Peter doesn't like it.
Well, your son doesn't like it.
Peter always says to me, but this is what Peter, my husband, says, put some proper shoes on. He doesn't care about what's going on with the rest. He's just worried about a fat splatter on your tootsies.
Well, that's strange. So we're talking, we've got some, Finlay, do you have a parading parent, do you?
Yes, I do.
How old are you?
I'm 13.
Yeah.
And similar to Lewis. And has your voice also recently got deep, Finlay, because it's a very deep voice?
Thank you.
Just changed.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
He said thank
lovely.
You.
So, yeah, it's lovely.
Well,
that's
whatever.
Look, nice
we're not here
voice.
To talk about the voices of 13 or 14 year old boys. We're here to talk about who's parading in front of them. Finlay, who is doing it?
My mum.
And so,
right. And what does she do? What form does it take? Because you might be fitting her up like I've been.
Does she cook food or does she just walk from one room to another?
She's good in the house. She cooks food for us.
I know she cooks.
Does she do it with clothes on?
She do it nude?
She walks around the house nude, cooking food with no clothes on.
So totally nude.
Yeah, totally nude, 100%.
Really?
Often.
What if she drops something thin?
Yeah, like she walks around with cups of tea, just like, you know, hey kids, what do you want for dinner? Like, she's like, no.
But she gets clothes on when your friends come over, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, when my friends are over, she's usually like, I'll put some clothes on now.
And
yeah,
and what do you attribute this to? What's her background?
She's kind of like, her parents are from Holland.
They're from Holland? Kate's parents are from Holland.
Oh, my dad's from Holland.
It's a Dutch thing.
But you know what, Finlay? I have never even, my dad is so prudish, I've never even seen him without a singlet on.
Oh, that's weird. Anyway,
thank you,
Finlay. I think we've got a, are you a parading parent yourself? Are you putting your own hand up, Jackie?
I am.
Yep, so who is, why do you parade?
We were brought up that way. My mum paraded, my sisters paraded. Still to this day, I walk in on my mum, my sisters, we shower, my mum showers with my kids. Like, it's just normal.
But how old are your kids?
5 and 4.
Yeah, I think that's
see, they're still little.
But if they're like,
see, I never got any complaints about my parading until quite recently, about 10 minutes ago, in fact, Jackie.
My husband thought it was really strange that my mum showered with the kids, and I was like, why? We're always nude. Everybody's nude. There's no problem.
But there's an age.
Of course. Yeah, but also, a woman showering kids is a bit different than grandpa showering with kids, isn't it? Well, it just is.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
not necessarily should be, but it is.
Well,
yeah, it is. I think so, but it shouldn't be. But I think it is.
Maybe it should be. Actually,
no, it shouldn't be.
But Jackie, I think so. You come from an all female, like you and sisters, no brothers.
Yeah, so I've got my mom and 3 sisters. Yeah. So no brothers.
So Mr. Darcy, one of our producers, her family are all nude in front of each other too. Same thing, sisters, no brothers.
Yeah, well, but
her
not
dad's
happy
involved.
About it. Not everyone's happy about it.
Not involved.
Briony, let's go to Briony. You're not happy about your mother's parading, is that right?
Look, I can't complain because otherwise she gets like really quite offended by it. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, do you look different under your clothes? No, not at all.
Yes, you probably do.
So she thinks that she gets offended that you think visually that she's unappealing.
I don't know if it's so much that. It's, she's just like, just thinks that I take it really personally or something. She's like, I'm sorry, sweetheart, did this offend you? No, it's not that. It's just like, time
what
and place
does she, up. Like, what form does it take, the parading, Briony?
Oh, any form. Like, she's just, I just don't think she really believes in clothes, to be fully honest with you. Like, she's just one of those people that,
what?
If she wants to be naked, then she will be.
God, I love that. Like, that's very European.
Yeah, well, not but it's not English though, is it? It's certainly the English.
Oh no, it's not English.
They have their clothes on, so.
Oh, absolutely.
Where'd we get to with this one? I wonder. Now, where are we at? Are we more likely to? Are we encouraged? I think we might have encouraged.
Well, just Holly a parader?
She gets body shamed by our children, and not by me, but I get body shamed by them. They're very judgmental. Our children, they just love to, yes. You know, they're just not good for our self-esteem, the way they talk about our bodies.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Husey and Kate.
Today, my wife's, about an hour ago, maybe an hour and a half ago.
Holly, her name is.
Holly sent me a text message. I dropped our son off with a play date at one of his mates' joints.
Lovely.
She was taking our 2 daughters, 6-year-old Sadie, 5-year-old Tess, to lunch.
Right. And that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, before
girls' lunch.
Before school starts tomorrow. So she texted me this, actually. It says, and this is, she says, this is her words, me to Sadie, we all have different strengths. Gymnastics is one of your strengths. Sadie, thoughtfully. Tess's strengths are eating chocolate and saying the word bum. Tess, serious face. Yes, those are definitely my strengths.
Yeah, it's good.
That's cute.
Very cute.
What a cute exchange. Adorable. Between a 6-year-old and
at
5-year-old.
Lunch.
Absolutely. Yes. So I thought I could write that out myself and put that on the internet, or I could just take a screenshot of that text message and then just put that photo up on the internet, and then other people can enjoy kids saying the darndest things.
Yes, okay, good. So you did a screenshot.
I did a screenshot and put that on the internet. And then I got a phone call. I got a phone call from my wife. I got messages from other people.
How soon after you posted it?
Pretty soon. I didn't check for a little while. So about probably 10 minutes later, I checked again. And my wife, what did you ring me to tell me, Holly?
I rang to tell you that a few strangers had texted me to tell me that you had posted my phone number on the internet.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, Holly, wife.
So, not
it's one thing to read it scrawled on toilet walls at nightclubs, but to put it on the internet.
Exactly.
So this is how it happened.
Positive. He just passed me the screenshot.
How it happened is that when she had rang me earlier, I hadn't answered the phone call, and her number had been on the... We get sent a text message from the person.
Oh, yeah, okay. Voice to text?
No, just a missed call. You got a missed call.
Missed call.
Missed call from that number. So,
oh, right, and you're showing me the screenshot now of what you posted.
Yes, so I hadn't checked out that before. So
I honestly can't believe you didn't crop it. I didn't
see it.
Yeah.
I didn't see your number. I've done it.
No, so it says...
But my number's directly above.
Yeah, it is, directly above.
Yeah, it says, if you have time, haircut for Raph. That's at 10:29 a.m.
I thought that would be an added touch for the people to see that, you know.
Yeah, nice.
And I did get him a haircut. He had a haircut.
I see there's no time for loving emojis between you two.
No, it was just, this is just
in
orders.
In that one, I was at personal training, so that was a quick message.
Oh, so you have time to message personal training. And then the next one was a hang-up message from your number, 04.
So,
and then the next one was your conversation with Sadie and Ted.
We've actually tracked down, someone sent you a text message, didn't they, Holly?
Somebody sent me a text message, yes.
A man.
Yeah.
Oh, was it a man? I don't know if it was a man or a woman.
Oh, didn't they say who it was?
No, it was a text message.
You can say on a text message who you are.
Yeah, but the message he just said, on the text message he just said... What did he say? He said, get rid of this, to take this down.
Something like that, yeah. You better get this off the internet.
You better get this off the internet.
How lovely.
And we've tracked down that guy because his number came up.
Holly, can I tell you, I said to Husey, that guy's lovely. And Husey went, oh, I don't know, we didn't. Why did he text my wife? Because he's a good guy.
And also because you put my number on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, we come back with him. Or we talk
Otherwise
to him now.
He couldn't.
Should we talk to him now?
Yeah, let's talk to him now. Right. Hello, John.
How's it going?
Yeah, great.
Oh, well, we're good. Now, debate is running hot in here as to whether you're a good guy or a creeper.
Now, John, you saw it on Twitter, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Now, did you think about just direct messaging me before you texted my wife or not?
Well, I did reply to it, but... So did about 10 other people and you weren't responding.
Yeah, right.
So you thought you'd send my wife a message?
Yes.
Yeah?
Why do you...
Well, the longer it was up there, the more chance 20,000 other people would have.
John, you're a great person. Do you hear Hughes's tone? His tone's not correct. He should be thanking you.
So, John, say hello to my wife.
Thanks, Holly. John.
No worries.
Yeah.
You can delete my number now.
Are you single?
Oh, that's not nice,
Are you single, John, or not?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
no,
really?
Well, so you've got a partner too?
Yes, I do.
You know what Husey says? You've both got something to lose. It's perfect.
All right. Thank you, John.
No, I really do appreciate it. I appreciate the job.
You do?
Yes. John's a great guy.
Do you want other people who've got your number to text now, do you, Holly? Do you want everyone to text?
No. No, I don't need any other texts. I also had a few phone calls that I didn't answer, just that came up from random numbers.
And can I just say...
Did anyone leave any voicemails?
No, no one's left a voicemail.
No one listens to voicemails. People can leave as many as they want. Holly, here's the thing, and it's not the last time we'll observe this. Your husband's tone is not right during this conversation, given that he's the person that led to this state of affairs.
No, I'm just wondering about John, but I'm happy with John.
I love
John's,
John.
Oh, John's okay.
I'd like to meet John, Holly.
Well, John's
Why don't you meet John?
John's in a relationship.
I'll come with you
John,
and just drop you off.
Hang on, just go back to John for 1 second. John, you're happy in your relationship. Can we just get clear that up, John?
Very happy.
Yeah. What's your partner's name?
No, I don't think she'd want me to say that.
What?
Husey and Kate catch up.
I was hanging out with the most famous man in the world.
Yes.
Only an hour ago.
Just you and him.
And camera crew. And
camera crew.
Security
though.
Guards, his people.
Oh, how many does he have?
Not too many. No, all very respectful.
Because he's a weakling?
No. Anyway, hung out with him just over an hour ago. Less than an hour ago. It's a highlight of my life.
All right, I did see a little snippet that I wasn't supposed to see yet in our office of you, him exercising you?
I'll get to that in a minute, but first I want to start with you. I had to bring your name up because remember when we spoke to him on the radio?
Yes, the last time we spoke to him,
yes.
I said to him, how do you get motivated to go to the gym every day? Because I struggle with that. I mean, you'd never know, but I struggle with that. And I remember vividly what he said to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, that you...
He said, your problem is I can't do
you
it.
You lack motivation.
Jack, your problem is you have no vision.
Oh, no vision, yeah.
That's right. Get,
oh, your problem is, Kate, you have no vision.
Yes, he's like that. South African.
I still, I mean, he's Austrian, so...
Well, you know what,
we don't, enough of the fake Arnolds. Let's go to the real thing. This is Arnold. This is me talking about you to Arnold.
I've got a co-host. You've spoken to her on radio. Her name's Kate Langbrook. She's a very strong Dutch woman.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very powerful woman.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to her to try to keep her... She's a sweet tooth and she eats a lot of lollies.
Tell her that she maybe is my sister. Because I have a sweet tooth too. I just love it. So it's like a matter of discipline. It's wiser not to put in like a croissant. You know, it's like 300 calories.
So it's, avoid it a croissant.
Good. It tastes good for a minute, right?
Yes.
But then what happens? After that, you have to do a half an hour of bicycling, vigorous bicycling, to burn it off.
Yeah, so...
And you know what? Love it.
And I hadn't even told him that you're on your bicycle at the moment. I hadn't told him you'd lost your car license.
But as you know, I'm not vigorous.
So, but you know.
Oh, what? I love that. How does he say croissant?
I don't know. But well,
such an odd thing to choose, isn't it?
I said something else about you to him. It's about what you do in the studio.
She's a big eater on air. She likes to eat. Should you have your own eating time and not eat?
I would just say if she wants to eat a lot on air, just eat vegetables.
Right.
You know, it's just if you have carrots, celery, and all this kind of stuff, you can eat plenty of those things and they don't make you gain weight.
Yeah, but they're noisy.
It fills up your stomach.
But they're noisy.
He doesn't care about noise.
He doesn't understand.
There's a carrot.
Oh my God.
Catch the celery.
This is some celery. Eating.
Eat it, all right?
What on air?
Eat the carrot as well.
Do you know what?
I want you to chomp away.
Do you know what they do say? You know how everyone's on about the gut now?
Yeah, yeah.
That the best foods that your gut likes are crunchy foods, hard foods.
Yeah, right. So Arnold Schwarzenegger has given you the license.
Who told me? Who am I to disobey Arnie?
Throw some carrot in there at the same time. Go on.
No, I'm not. Bang it in. It's almost like.
Put it in.
It's almost perverse.
No, it's not perverse. You're doing what Arnold says. Rather than lollies, eat some real food, is what you're doing now.
I don't think he understands the concept of radio.